As the state plans to implement Governor Andrew Cuomo's goal for more renewable energy, a new study says losing upstate nuclear power plants would be a major setback in that effort. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the findings suggest that without nuclear power, utilities would turn to fossil fuels over renewable sources to fill the gap.
The economic consultant Brattle Group found that 16 million tons of carbon dioxide would be released into the air a year if New York lost its three upstate nuclear power plants. It's one of the many findings in their study, which was commissioned by local nuclear power plant unions to show state lawmakers the value of Fitzpatrick, Ginna, and Nine Mile plants. One of the study's authors, Dean Murphy, says without carbon emission-free nuclear plants, utilities would turn to fossil fuels like coal or natural gas to make up the difference because the infrastructure for a renewable energy substitute isn't ready.
Well, it will take quite some time for renewables to provide anything approaching a majority or much less all of our power. That's a long way down the road.
The study notes that nuclear supplies 15% of the state's energy, but Alliance for a Green Economy spokeswoman Jessica Agile says renewable energy sources are increasingly becoming more available to provide a bigger portion of New York's power needs.
Our ability to ramp up renewable energy and to put weatherization and energy efficiency retrofits in place has been underestimated.
The Alliance for a Green Economy doesn't support subsidizing nuclear plants in the short or long term. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.